Sechenishmas Daniel Shainabas Yeshua followed. Okay, we'll say Siyata Shemaya. So this is the last full week of the Limud. So I made Yud Beis as the last packet. So that'll take us through this week and then Monday, because Yeshiv doesn't start till Tuesday, so it works out well. So hopefully by then we'll cover all the major inyanim. Okay, so now today we're going to discuss the posture of Nefilas Yapayim. Whereas right hand, left hand, which way do you do it? Standing, sitting? Well, here's some people.
The Rebbe always mocked it, anyone who did it like this.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not Kida, it's on the ground.
Yes, okay. So there are psukim that are quoted. We'll see what these psukim are, like in Shir HaShirim. Smolo tachas leroshi, v'imino techapkeni. So Rashi, Svarta says, Smolo is under my head, and I'm hugged by the right. So we'll have to see what that means and how this is relevant. So let's look at the Sefer Rokeach on page 3. So again, the Sefer Rokeach is very big in Hilchos Tachanun. He's the one who with the Sefer Torah, the Sefer Rokeach. So says the Sefer Rokeach in the bottom page 3. V'acha Hashem mispalim noflim al pneim v'tchinam. T'chzivi kalos shlomo v'lo Hashem. It's called a tefila, tchina zos. Al matchina acher tefila. Ve'inovel melon v'nei sefer Torah. Right? You see the right that we saw. Simnuch t'sivim v'chem esai v'yipol al panov arzo v'nei aron Hashem. V'imritzpas avonim. So if it's a ritzpas avonim, right, it's a stone floor. Osur b'pishut yadai v'raglayim. So then you can't prostrate yourself.
Implying that if there's no stone floor, you do?
Right. I mean, you say, is he meaning to say that that's what everyone should be doing for, so we'll see, let's see. So Ritzos on the one, also Pishu Yadav Melanka, these are Perakakore, right, that's what they were doing in Megillah. That they were doing a real pishut yadayim v'raglayim. They prostrate themselves. Paragraph of the times. Enom choshev rosh lipo al ponam ukein nana kishu benun. The abay v'rav matzla tzluye ishamata al smolo. So some would do a real pishut yadayim v'raglayim, and then abay v'rav would go on their left side. Aval anu noflim al yamin. We do on the right side. Ki Hashchina neged Adam. The Shechina is neged us. Shivisa Hashem negdi somid. So the Shechina is parallel to me, across from me, opposite me, or anyone. Ukshemoto al yimino. So if you're gonna do it on the right side, the Hashchina kenegdo. And the Shechina is connected, so view the Shechina as Kiilu, like Kiilu, you have a person who's opposite you. So if you vote al yimino v'Shechina kenegdo, b'chavein smolo tachas l'roshi, so then you're going to go to your right side, so then the Shechina, that's going to be the Shechina's left, because the Shechina is even he was k'v'yoch, left. His left side connect like he was havdil, like a person is connected you. So smolo tachas l'roshi, v'imino d'chakeni, and then the right side is going to embrace me. So therefore, he's saying the way to do it would be to go on your right side. V'achar tchina omer v'anachdo lo neina ma'anasa ke'alecha einenu, k'mo shekosu gal b'yoshovet b'divrei yamin. Okay, so that's his shita, to go on the right side based on this pasuk of Molo Tachas Laroshi. We'll see if we do this, but this is the Rokeach's Shita. Yeah, the footnote. We'll see the whole footnote about whether we actually, what we actually do. But that's the Rokeach. Let's look in the Shiboli Haleket. From page 5, going down to page 6. So he says, Nofel Alponov, Eino Kovesh Ponov Bekarka. So you don't put your head on the ground. Ela Notel Tzad Echad. You just note it to one side. So the question is, which side? So the last two lines said, Matzati B'Shem Rav Haigon, last line Rav Haigon. So he says the opposite. So he says you go on your left side. Right, when we do haseba at the seder, right, we do.
There's a different reason there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not going to choke.
Yeah.
So let's see. But even though that's the reason, as you said, is because you could choke, but Lamai said that is the prostration of a Ben Chorin. Hilchach, but also tzad shenira ki Ben Melech v'ish Chorin, but also tzad tzorach likonof le'yamokom. So the same way you're showing that you're a Ben Chorin, so that's the same tzad that you have to machnia yourself to Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, you're a Ben Chorin, and you're using that now to give your Ben Chorinness to subjugate yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you show yourself you're a Ben Chorin, you're a Baal Bechira, and in the same way, at the same time, you're machnia yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's against the Sefer Rokeach that says you put it on the right side, you put it on the left side. Yeah.
The lefty also would do it on the
left
side, then.
What?
The lefty also would do it the same reason.
Yeah, so far, yeah. So the two opinions here, where the Rokeach is on the right, and the Shibboleth Halakhet says, that he says, that Binyamin Achi Peir Shatam, Lefisha, Shematzilik she'odam is parallel shechina mimino. When you're davening, the shechina is to your right. Shem Hashem tzilcha yadi binecha. She is mean by ema. Nimtzok shehu nota al smolo. So pun of klape shechina. Because why the shechina is on your. On your right side, imayemota altsad hayimini hefech adover.
I mean, if you put your right side of your head down, then you're like turning your back to the Shekhinah, the Chas V'Shalom. So if you put your left side of your head down,
because the Shekhinah is what?
It's on like in your right side.
I mean, because he's facing you.
The Shekhinah is like at your 2 o'clock. You're, so in front of you on your right.
In front of you
on your
right.
Right.
So if you're gonna
so if you put your head down on the right, then you bring your back to the Shekhinah.
In other words, so the Shekhinah is on your right, so if you're putting your head which way? To your.
So if you were putting your head on your right side, then you'd be turning your back to the Shekhinah. So that's why you put your head on the left side, then you're facing the Shekhinah.
Right. If you put it right side, so then it was your head is this way. But what about if you do it this way?
That's putting your head on the left side. He's not really concerned with the direction your head faces.
Which way your
aura
versus your partner.
Right.
So if you're going to put it, So the Shechina is to your right. Mm-hmm. So therefore, if you're going to do this way, it's you're facing the Shechina. If you right. do it, but if you do, but there's no, as far as I say, so it's not a question of which side, it's a question of which way you're.
But that's where your body naturally goes. If you put on your left, then you're going to face the right. If you put on your right, then you're going to
face the left.
It could also be that Etzem putting.
There's no thing about putting it this way, then doing it this way.
Right, then when you twist yourself around, I'm assuming you're going to start out of it. It was called a game of twister or something.
So you put it this way, then you're facing the right.
It could also be Etzem, the arm being. On the right side, and on the right side is viewed as your back being clapping that direction.
Yeah,
so the way your head is oriented.
So we have the svara of the rokeach that small tafaro should be mino the kapkeni. So therefore, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is opposite me. So therefore, you put it on your right side. And so we want to be on the right. And the Shibboleth is like it's saying you know, left, and this way you have it that way. Well, so far we didn't speak about tefillin.
Now it's
tefillin. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So he says. Then he says. If you have a see, the mean have a lot of only talking over. Achzor achav kineged rabo. Welcome to table. Lachi hechi ain't no fell upon of shochen. I'll see the smaller which is shochen al tefillin. Right, because if you're going to put it, if you're going to do the left side, you're going to be on the top of the tefillin. If you're a righty, which most people assume you are. You're not allowed to put the tzitz at Kodesh Lashem, so you can't put the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to put his hands above the tzitz. So there's covenants for the Shem Hashem. You told me tzitz, so therefore we shouldn't put our head on our tefillin. You told me tzitz shiny. Hashem covered Megula. Maybe tzitz is different because there Hashem is Megula. It says Kodesh Lashem. Here, the tefillin is inside. From tefillin, Hashem mechapin beor loy chashinin. Shereve bedina. Koyinos says kabel lemalam berosho loy chashinu tefillin sheberosho. And we see Koyin puts his hands lemalam in that tefillin. So you see the tefillin doesn't have the same status of tzitz.
I don't watch the Kohanim obviously, but I don't think that's what they do. I don't think they do raise it on high.
Yeah.
Do they? I don't know.
Anybody
ever
probably not.
Anybody ever
coming?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah,
no. Lower than the throat.
Yeah.
I think just the coin cup.
Yeah.
You don't raise.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. So they don't care. So he's yeah. So that was his issue. So then he says, "V'tiris Rabbi Yehuda Achi." The bottom paragraph. Then can be zayin the tefila shol yad v'mkom la begova shol yad. He keep barosh shochev al tzido hasmali nimtza tefila lemala azro lemata v'kem shu suba keneged aleiv koma shaleiv doche kala. He was zikron bioser. They say that the tefillin shel yad, and kol mevgova shel yad, he hakim baris. So the tefillin is going to be higher because the length of the tefillin is here. He's going to be over there, so he's lower down. So he says, so it's not. He doesn't think it's a problem. because it will be lower than the tefillin. So those are the we'll see how it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch. We have to see a couple more shitas. Yeah, let's take a look in the Kolbo. On page...
What
did he say? You definitely opened on the left side? The brother said not to do, but then he's saying he said you could do, because you're on top of the tefillin, but really you're not on top of the tefillin, because the bias is going to be higher up from where you are laying down. On page 14 in the Kolbo... Yeah. She's saying it's stop should be a problem, but you're going on top of the ritzus. Okay, we'll see. Because of Ramainer, they have Shaman, we have said, Shafiq, we have a part of Bakakim Shum Evan Maskis. Adam Choshim Notel Tzad Small. Then, yeah. So Adam Choshim Notel Tzad Small. In other words, when they would shech the korban tamid, they would lay it down. So when the korban tamid was on its left side, and that's the Mishnah here in Tamid on page 11. Lo yekofte in atle al mekad go mishe zoch be vol och ze bov ka khay sa khidoso rosho odorom u panov lamar. So he says that's the left, that's on its left side, rosho odorom panov lamar. So since that's the way the Talmud is shechted, and the Nachal Eshkol writes, if you look here, he quotes in the footnote, but if you look at the bottom, on page 22, Nachal Eshkol says, "Yev shalim lo yirbitzu al small." So that's the way. In other words, the reason why Rosho was Ladorim, upon of Lamara, because you're putting him on the left side. So Mela, Rosho Ladarum, and Panav Lamarev, that would be the way it would work out if he's the animals on the left side. Whew. Okay, so you have all these shitas, whether it's right or left. So let's look in Shulchan Aruch. Page 17. Eilu dar v'tfilin tefillin gret. V'nogu l'hatos al tzad smol. So the minig is tzad smol. Shenofo panov. That's, like you said, it's people only like it, right? It's going to get a, like every Kyle says, going to get a Shekhinah. Right. V'yesh nogim l'hatos al tzad yamin. That was the other pshat. Made the Sefer Rokeach. To do tzad yamin. Ikar l'hatos b'shachris. Oh. So now he says on page. Ikar l'hatos b'shachris sheish lo tefillin. The small outside you mean, which I'm covered filling, right? So you, on Shabbos, you don't do it on filling. The Arvis, like Milchov, Shein on filling, the small, Yatel small. So small is the real thing. So I'm a lefty, so it's always good. So you're a lefty, so I never put my filling on the left hand, but on my right hand. So my Shabbos, I go inside small, and the Milchov, I go inside small. Well, that's the right to be a lefty.
Only 10% of the population.
10% of the population.
10% is lefty.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Ke'atem ha-ma'at. That's a mile to be called the ma'at. Ke'atem ha-ma'at. Okay, so let's see what does it say, Rosh Tate in the Magen Avraham. Take a look in the Magen Avraham on page 17. Tanta Taya, Rosh Kosov, success. Basically, we're doing a kisui. You need to have a beged because ain guf machasa guf. So if you're just going to do it with your hand or your arm, and there's no beged there, then it's not.
What about a
watch?
A watch?
I don't know how much of the watch is really covering.
Why do you
need
kisui?
It's just mimba mino in chotzeit. So it's in guf mechase guf.
What about the table?
I mean, could you just put it on, just put it like this?
Or even put it under your hand.
What?
You put the table, put it on your hand, they have a table under your hand. It's not.
Is that better or worse, you say?
What? It'd be the same. There'd be no worse than your hand and the bag.
So you have to put it on, put on a table.
If you have your
so you cover
and your head on the table. No, why should it be any worse than putting it directly on the table? No, even with the hand. Like you said with the hand, right?
With the hand, but
that'll be okay. Right?
Why? But then your head is not being covered by the table.
Your hand underneath the table.
Your hand underneath the table or on top of the table?
When you have a sleeve,
the sleeve is not covering your head. It's not, but you have a sleeve, so
your sleeve is covering up your face. What's the problem? The problem is with the ground, that you shouldn't be, there should be something between you and the ground, something between you and the air. Here, this should be the ground, so the ground is the problem.
Right, the ground is the problem. But there should be something. So you're saying, so the ma'isa is the table.
The table, yes.
So the table should be a hefsek.
Between you and the ground.
We're doing a quasi thing. So really, I mean, there's no halacha that you have to, you're just facing downward. The din of Pishut Yadayim Raglayim, Evan Maskis, is when your head is on the floor. So here we're just doing it as a quasi thing, right? Instead of post can bring it down. So Mela, there should be at least some hefsek.
Between what and what? Sorry.
Between the head and the floor.
Oh.
So that means just a rock. You don't need a bag in the court.
No, because that's what it says. The arm is not enough because that's being made in a context. But if you have either a baguette on your arm or you have a table between yourself and the floor, then either one of those
should be a piece. Go on.
If it's a table.
No, he says the yellow chashiv kisui. It's only kisui, not hefsek.
Well, maybe the kisui is because of the hefsek.
Why do you need a kisui in the first place? That's what he says basically. The hefsek.
Should hefsek be no the ritzpa?
I don't understand my follow.
What'd you follow?
The follow is you'd always if you were sitting in a row. In a shul, when there was no chair in front of him, he would like, you know, not with a table, but just with rows of chairs, he would like, you know, move a chair over so that he would lean and put his arm on the chair and his head on his arm. As opposed to,
arm, bare arm?
Usually I want to wear long sleeves. I don't know, that's better. Yeah. I don't remember my
story.
But as opposed to just to, like, you know, put your hand, you know, like, to just on the arm directly and then not, you know, with nothing.
But if you're wearing a sleeve, then the whole thing is not a problem.
Yeah, sleeve
or a jacket.
Man, in summer, people wear short sleeves.
Right.
I was always thinking people were concerned about getting, the fanciness on their arm. That's what they were concerned. I guess that's not true.
Okay, let's take a look now at the Truvas HaRivash. So on page 9, the Shabbat is on page 8 and page 9. Sha'alta imutar hayachin lipol al panav me'umad. Right? Sometimes people do that. They're standing up. There's no seats around. Oy miksach leishav kedach hatzibah sheyoshim. Ken hatzibah matam shehen yoshim. Sech brach zeneu muvur sheyot peid v'yeshiva. What's this peid that the people sit down during that?
This is closer to the appreciate of Akbar Glock a little bit. It sort of emulates that a little bit.
So let's see. Tshuva. Davar zeh shel filas apayim eino chovas hatfila elo shei minig gam bimei chazal. Right, that's the first thing. It's a minig. We saw this before. Right, we saw this part of the rivash the first year that we did. Kemosha muska perk achron de megillon nofel chuli alma lapayu rav lo nofel al ampe shalini nehosam my time lo nofel al ampe came of mitzia. I mean, ima shalom devisu. Right. That was the Gemara we said already. So it's a Rishus. It's a Rishus in a minute. And then we saw, the first day, we saw some have a minute of Chanukah and Purim that the Ardo fell upon them. So then he writes, Velios, the second Velios. The second Velios, the patient. Velios, the Dover King, ain't son of Ladaktik, Yemef Shem Ma'umad. You don't have to be Ladaktik. Right? People, especially in the Sephardi community, you're always sitting. So the idea is, it's not a din of sitting, just you don't have to stand up. Because your status quo is you're sitting. So lo latrichalim, zulasi b'shmon esrei, b'yud ches, avalo shekepei de b'yeshiva, no, shrei tachnunim. Faker, kol tachnunim u'ma tfei odif. People don't realize that. Tachnunim is omed l'fei hamokam. Dumid yud ches brachas vidui. Hashem matrichim aleim. Do not be matrich. And he says, "Masha tzorach l'daktik v'fi din ha'gemara shalote pishut yadayim v'raglayim y'mosa sham ritzos avonim." Because if there's a ritzos avonim, you can't do pishut radayim v'raglayim. V'fi aloshon rishon shemuzkar sham kol nefilas apayim asura afilu b'lo pishut yadayim v'raglayim kol sheish sham ritzos avonim. Efshe sheyeze midraban olvad. That maybe is the filas apayim. Even though you're not, if there's a ritzpa savanim, maybe that's only a drabanon. But then he says, "Abay v'rav matzla tzluya kafilu nefilas apayim kedarka below pishu yadayim raglayim loy osim k'shaya shem ritzpa savanim shematim otzotei m'shas tefilas apayim." Rav Shir, the Rambam, Chayshin, Evan Masik, and Silo, Shom Shusus, and on Flame, Shem, Hayes, Hashem, Chorav, Amokim, and Nivna, Aleha. Right, Rav Shach always talks about that. Maybe, even though there's no Ritz Pasavanim here, but maybe there's one underneath. Aval Daz Aram, the Chol Shri Yesh Dover Mafsik, Bein Panova, Evan Masik, is Eino Osu. So that's why he says they use mats in shuls. So this way.
By the
Torah.
Yeah.
That's the type of hataya, so maybe you should sit down. And then he says, Rashi Kasa Meshuvah Tia Hataya Tzad Yemin. Smolo Tachad Roshi. When Yachin Nofel upon of Umar, Umatek Tzas, Al Tzidu Latzisi, Midechashash Ar Maskis, also the Shtachav was Allah. There's the image of Hashash Klaal. We're a lot more easy, we should reach him there. So you want, right? Can any time a woman be yeshiva yosef in a midrak shahataya l'kayim smolo tachas l'roshi? Nochal ha'asas yosef yeshiva yosef in a midrak o shehi k'day shalol ha'triach. Okay, no big deal. Rama says yosef v'sil ha'sapayim died the moment shekach nogo ha'tzibur. Could be that he doesn't mean, could be the same thing. It's just when I'm ha'triach you to get up.
You're
going to
get up for Kaddish anyway, so
you might
as
well just keep on standing. Yeah. Who's this?
I'm thinking you're standing anyway,
you're going to stand up for Kaddish, so you're going to
sit down and stand up, so
you
might as well just keep on standing.
Yeah. So let's see what the Eliyahu Rabbah says here on page 16. Mi'u Shemonesre, Shlech Tzibur Yoshev, Tekev Maska Barko was a shavi no, Yamon, Komo, we has upon of Tiamo. He cuts the ball of Shabbos. So, what is he saying? Shusam, Messiah, Tzilish, Mulas, right? So you're the yachid. You finish with esrei shlich tzibur yoshev taken with achanun. Maska baruchu omotzei shabbos v'noam yamod kol v'vichas apanav ukul yama. And why can't you sit down? Because what? You're in a place. You can't sit down. Shlich tzibur yoshev l'tachan of maskel baruch hu. What say shavuz? So shlich tzibur says finish monas, right? So he sits down. For maskel baruch hu. Of what say shavuz? We know yamod b'mkomo. Because the part of mkul yamo. And he calls the ball of shavuz. Right. In other words, he says you don't have to sit. If you can't sit, you can stay tachlon standing up. If I care, the reverse said maybe it's even better. Derech tachlonim when you're standing up.
What is the when you bring tefillin? The fact that you bring tefillin, you say tachlon to the right arm. The wearing of tefillin is more of an issue than not facing the shechina.
Right.
According to those who hold that you should
right, that to be
ideally, it should be the left arm when you're wearing tefillin.
Sure. Right.
Therefore, you fall on your right.
Right.
When you can, you fall on your left.
Right.
Yeah, but apparently that means that facing the shechina is not as important as not. Being doing the bizoy and the filling.
Correct.
Yeah. So what about the people? What about most people who say Tachman just facing straight down and they don't face the side?
Yeah, they just go straight down.
That's
It's not the mid, right? So it should be this way, so
yeah,
facing.
Yeah. So the chora, it should be.
Right, in other words, it should be straight.
That's the Haman on the Ashashat that way.
Maybe it depends between Shabbos and Mincha. Mincha, when they're not wearing Tefillin, they're leaning on the left arm, so then they should really lean to the side. When they're going with their right arm, because they had a Tefillin on in Shacharis,
so anyway,
they want to lean all the way to the right side, that's like during the Battle of Shechina, that's why they do it straight there.
Oh, you mean putting his fill in your right arm, so you don't want to face away from the Shekhinah.
So you go, at least
in Parv, you're not, at least negative. That's a good word.
I mean, I'm only imagining if people really at Mincha don't
do it
straight down.
Right.
But at least there's a framework for how the Mincha could develop and people, whatever.
Right, that's a good word, what you said. Have to go straight down. Because,
when you have filling on your left arm, and you use your right arm, you should not face the left side, rather to face down.
Right, exactly. That's a good word.
Yeah.
We have to learn
about this,
and... I'm saying we have to, because I don't know about this. This is an important development.
Yeah. Right, that's a good word.
This is what the whole
expert is. Yeah, the feelings are...
The best way to
do it. But Shulchan Aruch says, Gefilas Apayim Miyusha Velo Mu'uman, on page 19. The Chaver says, Gefilas Apayim is Miyushav. Then he quotes the Rivosh in the Magen Avraham, because of Rivosh, Yim Rotsu Lamod, Asas Mu'uman Rosha, Yechenu B'Mariel. And he says, Alpi Kabbalah, Miyushav Davka, lest you can't. Then you can't, so then that's the way you do it. Okay, so that's so we have all the different. What? Amida, yeah. So that's, yeah, well, that's the reverse sense. Amida is fine. It might even be better. Chedesh is when I'm a tree of you with the Amida.
Shouldn't we also be able to sit Monday, Thursday when
we're doing
the...
Baruch?
Monday, Thursday,
when we're going to
go long,
shouldn't
we also sit then?
Surely, that's what you said. When you're standing in the place, so you should take. I assume,
you know,
the
Ashkenazi,
maybe you
say
Baruch before supper. No,
right.
I want to sit for that. So if you're standing anyway, maybe you should stay standing.
For what?
For
Baruch?
You're already standing, aren't you?
Well, that's a really good question. Why do we stand for that part? What's the shaykh is long tachon and stand?
Why do we stand?
It
says if you sit, it's at the Yishchen Nachash, you're where it's gathered.
No, he's asking why you stand by the Urachim
on
Thursday.
Because it's Slichas. It
even says Paritz gather Yishchen Nachash.
If you sit down.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay.
So why? Why shouldn't
we
then continue to stand?
Where?
For, after
Rachel.
For Rachel
Mokadim. Right. Mm-hmm. Why would we dafka sit?
Because it's a little closer to a Pishut Zayin Raglayim. It's sort of a halfway Pishut Zayin Raglayim.
Yeah, that's what some say. But
yeah.
Just no, we just saw that.
That you want to incorporate all three modes in the course of this, all three positions you can be in.
Right.
Standing, sitting.
Yeah, there's a bach. Yeah.
There's
a bach.
Yeah, but whatever one it is, that's the one that it is.
I think there's a bach.
Because
we're proposing
skipping
the sitting,
so that's why I'm saying, no,
that
you can't skip a sitting
because
then you'll have missed out on one of the
moves. Yeah. Right. Let's see
the
bottom. What do you think of the last line? He said,
Yochid
Afilu, based on that,
which page are you
in?
Where are you reading from?
Page 19, the last line of the Ramah.
Yochid Afilu, Beveso, Mitchin of the Filas Apayim.
I assume that means if he has to say no, you read the
first half of the sentence.
Chazav is in this. Chazav is in this. Of Shasha Tzim is probably.
So this is when he's supposed to go over the Vesak Nesus of Mishra Shokai.
Right.
Okay.
He's saying Yochid. Which we did.
Yeah. Okay. So, tomorrow we'll continue. I think this is all about the posture, not so much about that. We'll continue. But we're going to get to the discussions of where we don't say Tachanun. And I'm still working on the Siyam Hashas, why the. They said it in one place and not in the other place. Still working on it. Yeah.
Well, if there's a custom, you want it not in the other.
Yeah, it's not, it doesn't have to be a custom. There's no way. There's no way.